Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Liberal lawyer and former Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz hit on the greatest irony of Trump's indictment in Georgia. He's literally being indicted for doing the exact same thing that Dershowitz did when he led Al Gore's protest of the Florida election in 2000.
It's pretty much the same thing I did and Professor Lawrence Tribe did. And those of us who were on the Al Gore team, I was representing the voters of Palm Beach County. And we were saying, please check this county, that county, find this vote, find those votes. We think there are more votes. We did the same thing. And Professor Tribe wrote a memorandum, a legal memorandum, essentially laying out a strategy very similar to the strategy for which these folks are being indicted today. So if you look back at the 2000 election and the protests, I still think to this day, and I'll say it here on television, that that election was stolen from Al Gore by Bush, that he won the actual election. I'm saying that. Are they going to come after me now?
Nah, Alan, of course not. You're a Democrat. As we all know, there are two standards. If you're one of my Battleground America listeners, and there are a handful who come from actual authoritarian regimes or grew up in them, you'll recognize what you're looking at in this Georgia indictment. In fact, in most of them, these are America's first kangaroo courts. What's happening here is truly extraordinary because it is new in American history. There's the obvious. Trump's the first president to ever be indicted, former or running. So that's daring and historic. But you'll hear this other phrase used a lot this week on television, novel legal theory. What does that mean? They're not just making history with who they're prosecuting. They're prosecuting Trump for something that nobody's ever been prosecuted for in America, ever. And nobody has ever been convicted in America for, ever. There's no case law. There's no precedent. Novel legal theory. What does that mean? That means this might not even be illegal, but we're trying the Trump 11 for this anyway. If you're American, you don't know what you're looking at because you've always been free. You were born free. But if you come from an authoritarian regime, this is very familiar to you. They may not have called it novel legal theory, but what it is, a trumped up charge, trying you for something that's not actually illegal. Or even criminal. Dershowitz said the same thing on this. You don't even need to be a legal expert to spot it.
The whole strategy of all these four cases is to get a conviction before the election, even if they're going to lose on appeal. I used to teach my students, many of them future prosecutors, if you bring a RICO case, that increases your chances of winning a trial and losing on appeal. The same thing is true with conspiracy and other cases involving mental states. And so all four of these cases are designed to get quick convictions in jurisdictions that are heavily loaded against Donald Trump. And these prosecutors don't care as much as prosecutors generally do about having the convictions reversed on appeal because that will happen after the election, which only goes to prove what I've been arguing now for months. If you're going after the man who's running against your incumbent president, you would darn well better have the strongest case possible. And these are among the four, at least three of them, three weakest cases I've ever seen against any candidate.
Bingo. An historic indictment, the first one ever. You better have a strong case, i.e. something a lot of people have been sent to prison for, something we know what it looks like legally, except they don't. These are novel legal theories. No one's ever been sent to prison for this combination of things. RICO, yes, but not the election part of it. Since I began recording this podcast, many of you have been listening to me for 2 years. I've been telling you what? I'll repeat it for the new Battleground America listeners. The Democrats are copying textbook the Russian Revolution. They chose the Russian Revolution. That is the movement of Russia in the beginning of the 1900s from relatively free to a communist society. They chose that as their template because Russia has one key feature in common with America right now. Most communist revolutions happen in countries where the guns have been taken. Russia was just like America at the time of the Russian Revolution. A ton of military age males and a ton of guns. That's right. Guns were legal there. Most people had them. How do you do a communist revolution in a heavily armed population? Most Americans don't even know it's possible. But it is. And they're following the playbook of the Russian Revolution, which started with the demonization of police officers. Hello, summer of love. And we're here now at phase two, the kangaroo court trials, where you're tried for things that are not really illegal, i.e. what Fox News commentators call a novel legal theory. And that's what Dershowitz is getting at here.
If you're going after the man running for president against your person, you have to have the strongest case. Otherwise, it becomes a banana republic. Anybody can prosecute anybody. And we're opening the door to prosecution of Democrats by Republicans, Republicans by Democrats. It's what Alexander Hamilton wrote in The Federalist is the most dangerous threat to democracy. And we're seeing it unfold in front of our eyes very, very tragically. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I care deeply about the Constitution. I care deeply about preserving the rule of law, and we're seeing it being frittered away for partisan political purposes.
Now, stick with me here, because I'm about to tell you something about this indictment no one else is going to. I'm going to make it make sense. This indictment is exactly what they did over another phone call, the one he made to Zelensky in Ukraine. I'm going to explain that connection. This is not what people think it is. But first, we got to keep going down this road so you can understand what is going on here. Okay, here's Ted Cruz on the other side of the aisle from Dershowitz explaining the historic nature of this and the shock of them not having any real violations of the law.
This is disgraceful. Our country is over 200 years old. We have never once indicted a former president or a candidate and a leading candidate for president. And this is Joe Biden and this is the Democrats weaponizing the justice system.
Yep. Now listen to how thin this case is.
That Donald Trump and his legal team disputed who won the Georgia electoral votes in 2020. That was a legitimate fight. They took it to the courts. They took it to the Congress. They took it to the state legislature, i.e. the government, which they were allowed to do under the First Amendment. And when you read this 97-page indictment, Todd, you really see, you read this and you say to yourself, geez, it looks like that all they did was they were petitioning the government because they disagreed with what was going on. And ultimately, they lost in Congress on January 6th. But how all of a sudden, you know, petitioning the government somehow becomes a crime and a criminal enterprise, which is what this indictment says, it's really bewildering.
It's also never been done before. It's a novel legal theory straight out of a kangaroo court. That was Mark Smith, attorney and former member of the Trump transition team. Now listen to attorney Greg Jarrett really distill this down.
To challenge the integrity of voting systems is not criminal. It's not a crime to complain, which is what the Trump telephone call with the Secretary of State in Georgia was all about. He was complaining about ballot irregularities, violations of election laws, a failure of the court to address his petition. It's not defrauding the government if you believe you're acting lawfully. And
wait, what, Greg? You just got to the heart of it. The phone call. Tell me again. This is what this is about.
Which is what the Trump telephone call with the Secretary of State in Georgia was all about. He was complaining about ballot irregularities.
That's it. Right there. This is the same thing the Democrats did when they impeached him for what? The phone call. You know, the phone call with Zelensky they impeached him over. But the American people were never told what specifically that phone call was about. Why was Trump calling Zelensky? I think the Battleground America podcast listeners are the only ones on earth who seem to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week. And you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Remember why they impeached him for it? To distract from the topic of the phone call. And what was that? The Ukrainian parliament had gotten together, did a press conference begging Trump and Zelensky to go after the $7.4 billion that the leaders of the Democrat Party, they believed, had stolen from the Ukrainian people. In fact, the guy who laundered it was actually prosecuted for it in Ukraine. And these connections to our Democrat Party were very much known in that country and part of his criminal case. The MPs got together. They put out a press release. They begged Trump to call, specifically to go after Joe and Hunter, who they named in the money laundering, but also to go after John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and several Obama and Democrat donor-linked companies who they believe laundered the money. That they asked what? What was the purpose of that press conference? They asked Trump to call Zelensky and investigate it. So Trump did. That's why they impeached him over the phone call. So the impeachment would become the subject, not the phone call about massive theft and fraud by the Democrat Party, which is an international criminal enterprise. We've documented that here. Now, what are they charging him with again here in Georgia? A phone call. To who? Raffensperger. About what? About what is still on the rolls today? The 10,315 dead people who voted in the 2020 presidential election and the 20,312 out-of-state voters who voted in state. Do you remember at the time the Democrats openly running a campaign telling people nationally, hey, even if you've moved out of Georgia, vote, that's illegal. Trump hired, his team did, an independent forensic contractor who went back after the election and pulled the rolls. Anybody can get the rolls or public information. You can also see who voted. You can also run the people on those rolls against legitimate databases. Credit card companies, Bank of America, insurance companies, eBay and Amazon, they do it all the time when you apply for an account. They found 10,315 dead registered voters who had voted and were dead at the time. You could check that against the Social Security databases. And 20,312 voters who lived in another state but voted anyway. And the biggest number, the 15,700 ghost voters on the rolls who voted. They're not real people. They're made up. Given that Joe Biden's margin of victory in Georgia was only 11,800, you see the problem here. The Democrats' voter fraud machine is an absentee ballot voter fraud machine. It's not a Dominion machine. And it's most open to inspection in Georgia because you have a Republican governor and a Republican legislature. This is their flank hanging out in the wind. What is the pattern? We've seen it over and over. They indict Trump for what they're doing. In this case, for trying to fraudulently overturn an election in Georgia, which they did. How might their rump be exposed in Georgia? I'm going to do another podcast on this. Google the name for now. Jay Valentine, an American thinker, and start reading. Valentine's company developed a fraud software for State Farm, Geico, USAA, and eBay. It can tell immediately if you apply to do business with these companies, if you're real or not. It would be super easy to affix it to our voter rolls, our election systems in states. And the left has begun to panic because two Republican states, including Alabama, have already adopted it. Once he puts it on, he can not only stop voter fraud in real time by blocking the fake registrations, he can also see all the fake voters who voted. Then it's a hop, skip, and a jump to figure out who turned in all those registrations. Tens of thousands of them came out of Democrat nonprofits. See the problem here? Folks, they're not afraid of losing an election to Trump. That's not why they're doing this. Trump's record is actually pretty bad. Out of six contests, he's lost the Senate 3 times, the House twice, and the presidency once. This is not about them being afraid Trump will win. This is about them being afraid the way they win will be unraveled. The mass absentee ballot voter fraud they've been doing across these states. More on this tomorrow. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. On another subject, I want to tell you about PhD weight loss. This program helped me take off 29 pounds, and I didn't even want to do it. In fact, when I first met Ashley Lucas and was introduced to her by our sales staff, I said, look, I'm already exercising. I already eat very little. I walk around hungry most of the time. I'm still overweight. I can't imagine cutting even more calories. It'll be miserable. And besides, it's not even going to work. She said, you know what? Try it for a month. So I did. The first thing I noticed, I wasn't hungry for the first time in a long time. And if that's the only benefit I've gotten, I would have kept doing it. But then that weight I couldn't get off, it started peeling off. 29 pounds later, I look better. I feel better, I sleep better, and I have so much more energy. I'm 7 months into maintenance now, and I've been able to keep it off. That's the most telling part. PhD weight loss changed my life. It could change yours too. Don't commit to doing it. That's a big step. Commit to finding out about it. Go to myphdweightloss.com. They've got locations in Asheville, Greenville, Charlotte, or you can do it over the phone from wherever you're listening. Myphdweightloss.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.